All right, this was an interesting story that I first heard, I think, on Monday or Tuesday. It's funny, but it's got a lot of interesting talking points.
It does. And it involves Jimmy Kimmel and his TV show and a politician by the name of George Santos. I have to tell you, I've kind of tuned out on a lot of the political stories over the last few years. I do know who he is, and I know that after being elected to Congress in 2022, I knew he was the target of a lot of jokes. And then doing some reading on it when this happened, he was always in the news because they say he fabricated, he lied about his bio when he ran for office. Then he had a number of other fraud charges come against him. It ended up that he had 23 charges of fraud launched on him. That's why Republicans, he was a Republican. He was the first LGBT non-incumbent to be elected to Congress as a Republican. And Republicans and Democrats alike kicked him out of Congress mm-hmm. because they had so much dirt on him. So after he got kicked out of Congress...
It's because he's a liar, right? That was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
He always made stuff up, you know?
Yeah, just a lot of, like, do you believe anything this guy says?
Right.
So then he takes to the internets and Cameo, the service where you can pay to have celebrities send you a message for your birthday, congratulating you on something. We've heard about Cameo for a while. And he was charging over $400 a shot, which... That's one of the more expensive ones I've heard. I guess big time celebrities maybe charge $800 or $1,000, but that's pretty big.
Yeah, I saw I priced out Michael Irvin recently, $500.
Wow, so Santos was more than the playmaker.
Less, you said $400?
Oh, he's $400. Yeah, I was thinking $800. Yeah, $400. So just under the playmaker. So Jimmy Kimmel and his writers had the idea, hey, let's come up with some fake request for Cameo and just see if Santos will say it and send it back to us. We'll go ahead and pay the $400. We'll expense that. I guess they had to expense it to Disney and ABC. And so here's the bit. And the first question, would you guys, if you were the celebrity in this case, would you fall for some of these, including this first one that hits a Gordo bingo card? It has to do with ground beef.
The request was, George, please congratulate my friend Gary Fortuna for winning the Clearwater, Florida beef eating contest. He ate almost 6 pounds of loose ground beef in under 30 minutes, which was a new record. Not feeling great right now. Doctor thinks he'll be released from the hospital soon. Please wish him a speedy recovery. All right. Will Santos say it? Let's find out.
Hey, Gary Fortuna. George Santos here. I just wanted to stop by to congratulate you for winning the Clearwater, Florida beef eating contest. Eating 6 pounds of loose ground beef in under 30 minutes is an all-time new record, which is amazing and impressive. Congratulations for the win. I know you're feeling a little under the weather, but I hear from a great source that the doctor said that you'll be released from the hospital soon and recover well. Look, have a speedy recovery, and then enjoy the festivities of the end of the year. Bye.
It'll be good. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give him an A for effort. He got all the details, including 6 pounds of loose ground beef, which makes it even funnier. Nails all that. All right. The next one involves a dog named Adolf.
George, please congratulate my mom, Brenda, on the successful cloning of her beloved schnauzer, Adolf. She and Dr. Houndschnauffer went through a lot of dogs in the trial runs, but they finally got it to stick. Tell her to give Adolf a big belly rub for me. Will Santos say it?
Hey, Brenda. I wanted to congratulate you on successfully cloning your beloved schnauzer, Adolf. I know it was a lot of trials and tribulations, but you finally did it. Now you get to enjoy Adolf and be happy. So give him a belly rub for me.
Mwah. Amour. Mwah to you too.
As we're going on in these, he's good at it. You know, he doesn't just take a passing interest in talking to whoever ordered these up.
His voice sounds like a character.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
He's what?
Like a doctor that we may have on from time to time?
Possibly.
All right. One more. This involves a guy by the name of Ron, and there's some name confusion here with George, but here we go.
You want one more? My name is Ron. Please tell my wife to call me George. Not George. My name is Ron. You are George. Just tell her to call me George. But again, Ron, I haven't seen Swoozy or the kids since my disco birthday, and it's not fair. She says I burned down the shed shooting off fireworks, but I was trying to scare a bear away. It isn't fair. I love my Swoozy. I just want our family together on Christmas, or if not that, Valentine's Day or flag. Watch out for bears. All right. Will George Santos say that?
Hey, Ron's wife. Ron wants you to call him George. But then again, not George, because his name's Ron. I'm George. Anyway, just call him George. But again, no, really, just call him Ron. I'm George. He's not George. He's Ron. He hasn't seen you, Swishy, or the kid since his disco birthday, and it's not fair. You keep accusing him of burning down the shed, shooting off fireworks, but he was trying to scare off a bear to protect you. This isn't fair. He loves his Swishy, and he just wants his family to be together on Christmas. And if not, on Valentine's Day or Flag Day. Just watch out for bears, Swishy. Bye.
Well, it's Swoozy, but pretty good. Thank you, George.
And maybe he's that desperate because he has a lot of legal fees.
Yeah.
That would raise some alarms, wouldn't it?
What?
To scare off a bear and...
What do you mean?
Well, we once had a traffic reporter here that read a sponsorship for Heaven's Gate Barbecue that Jesus loved the chicken. And,
yeah.
And that didn't raise any red flags. So sometimes people get a script or whatever, and they just blow right through it. They're just reading it.
So now Santos has sued Kimmel. Kimmel's not that afraid of it. He did about 5 minutes on the lawsuit the other night. So he's not in great fear of it. And I talked to an attorney who thinks that he's not going to lose this lawsuit. I think he's been sued for $750,000.
That Kimmel's not going to lose it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His lawyer, Santos's lawyer, claims that it's a clear violation of copyright law, and maybe there is some language in these videos that you put out that protect the person who's putting them out. So we'll see on that. Kimmel doesn't seem fazed by it. He thinks it's even another layer to the joke. And all these are funny. There's loose ground beef, fireworks, and a bear. A dog named Adolf who's been successfully cloned by, what's the ridiculous doctor, Snuffhauser or something. All these fake names. Hoffer. It's really funny. But it is sorry in that this is the biggest fear for anyone who does these things, these cameos, is that somehow you're going to be duped into endorsing someone that you would not endorse or just basically publicly shamed like this where you go along with the bit. I don't think Santos comes off, you know, like, oh, God, he comes off as a nice guy who's trying to hit on all the marks, and he probably should have just let it go by the wayside. He's got a lot more, he's got bigger problems than Jimmy Kimmel making him a punchline on ABC.
Yeah, whether or not he should do the lawsuit, you're saying? Whether he should sue on
that? Yeah, that, and I do think it is, there's some sorriness to what Kimmel has done. There's no doubt.
I know, but people will point to the sorry things that whatever Santos has done.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way it is now. It's not really the principle of the matter. It's just, do you not like the person?
Right.
Therefore, you're okay with it. But yeah, I do think that's a problem with that cameo. You know, people have tried to get me to do that cameo thing. Yeah. And I've always kind of been against it because I don't want to be trolled like that. You know, people are going to troll you doing it. And it sucks because there's lots of people who may like a real cameo.
They don't
get them because you're right. Scared of the trolls, you know, who are going to, you know, trick you and stuff like that. But yeah, because I've bought those cameos for people who love some artist or musician, and it makes their year.
Birthday,
I mean, it's just huge
or whatever. Yeah.
So it is a cool thing, but yeah,
I don't know. And you do want to do right by the client who has paid whatever the amount is for these messages. But loose ground beef. And hey, they said for my disco birthday, they said I burned down the shed. I was just trying to scare off a bear. I would think you'd put
it's
that
a little
to the
red
side.
Flaggy.
Okay, I'm not going to read that one. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. And funny names in it as well. But yeah, but you could also see if a celebrity did one of these, it's not that much work, 10 to 15 a day. You can make a lot of money doing
I know,
that.
But they go viral. You know, you get Vince Neil recording them while drunk, and then that goes viral. Just, if it was only for the people, like just the intended audience and they're representing, there was some way to safeguard that, I think it should be something that all celebrities would do.
Who do you think has the most expensive cameo? What celeb?
I don't know. Is like Obama on there or something?
No, it's by a mile Floyd Mayweather, $15,000 a cameo. The second most expensive is Caitlyn Jenner, $2,500. So Floyd just priced himself so out there that if somebody wants to
do it,
fine.
And are there rules where you're not doing like specific endorsements? Like
I think so.
It can't be a workaround for advertising, can it?
Right.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But you're right. I have seen it on the work the way it's supposed to. Like my son got one on his wedding day from his bride to be from his all time golf hero.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really good at it. You know, he was really sincere about it. I can see the.
Your son didn't have questions about, I don't remember shooting off a fireworks, scare off a bear.
No, they didn't have anything in there about
a part of everyone
bear or a shed catching on fire or loose ground beef or anything like that. It was just, legitimate wedding greeting. There's got to be another level that they can go to of, like you said, safeguarding it to where you don't get had like this. But it's funny. I mean,
I don't know.
Man, the first time I saw that, I thought I was laughing I laughed all day about that. And the setup too. Will he say it? And everyone's like, yeah, I think so.
And then,
how's it going? Hey, sorry about the bear.
I always wonder about these late night talk show hosts because John Oliver is always talking about being sued, and the HBO lawyers or Max lawyers, whatever they're called. Certainly, when Kimmel does a bit like this, he sits down with the lawyers and says, "Are we okay here?" Don't they do that?
No, I'm sure it works a lot like it does up here. You're having to create content constantly, and so you're in a churn, and you don't have time to run everything by everything. I mean, sometimes you do, but...
Yeah, everything's fine and funny until you get sued, and all of a sudden, then we get suspended for a week.
Yeah, maybe.
We thought that was a good idea that day.
Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, maybe.
But when you're asking for forgiveness and you're also called defendant... really sucks.
You're tied up in the courts for 2 years.